Let me know when you're ready.
As soon as Jordan starts the audio.
We're ready. We're going.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to call the Education Committee meeting to order. The time is 2:31. The first item on the agenda is roll call, please.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon. Speaker Pratt. Chair Goodfox.
Present. The next item on our agenda is prayer. Congressman Tillman, will you say our afternoon prayer, please?
I will. Thank you. Our dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this afternoon. And once again, Father, thank you for this blessing with the rain that we have today. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We ask that you continue to guide us and lead us down the good path, the right path, in making decisions for the Osage Nation. Be with our chief, assistant chief, speaker, second speaker, all elected officials. Watch over and protect us and guide us, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. This is Brandy.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. We have you arriving. Next item on our agenda is approval of minutes. If the committee will look over their minutes.
Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
On the minutes from... Wait, I thought there was two sets of minutes on this. Oh, there is. Okay, on the set of minutes from April, I just wanted to remind the committee they postponed that because they wanted the time to get double-checked that it actually was that short of a meeting, and it actually was.
Okay, thank you, Clark.
Motion to approve the April minutes as presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion on the floor and a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion carries. And we need to go ahead and approve that other set of minutes that the clerk was talking about. They are from September 23rd.
Motion to approve the minutes from September 23rd as presented.
Thank you. Is there a second? Is there a second? Anyone from the committee?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Yes. Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Thank you. The next item on our agenda is consideration of ONCA 2052, an act to authorize and appropriate $626,180 to Head Start and the matching grant fund for Head Start and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. Congressman Potts, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. ONCA 2052 is a bit untimely at this point. It was in response to a rather, I guess we could say, blindsided event when we were notified of the closure of our Head Start facilities in Osage County. So ONCA 2052 was actually born out of a desire to maintain those services that served, I think it was approximately 200 and some odd families throughout Osage County, and had been operating for upwards of 40 years. So we had run into the question of whether or not to continue funding our Head Start operations. We were receiving a pretty substantial amount of money back from our investment from that required tribal match that helped students throughout the county, throughout our nation. So I think it's unfortunate that we went ahead and moved forward with the decision to close our Head Start facilities. And I think it's still incredibly unfortunate that we see stories about other tribal nations that continue to invest in Head Start in the proven success that they operate throughout the nation. So with that, again, this is a little untimely. It's not needed anymore. But I would like to leave it here in the event that we explore this option again someday, because there's nothing that says Head Start is bad. And so, you know, there's still hope that maybe someday we can come back to this. But right now, especially where we are in our legislative process for financing it for the year, it's just not feasible. So at this time, they're trying to make this quick and somewhat painless. I make a motion to postpone ONCA 2052 to the call of the chair.
Motion dies for a lack of a second.
I seconded it, Chair.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor.
Chair, I'd like to have an amendment to the motion.
Okay.
I move to postpone this bill indefinitely.
You have an amendment to the motion.
Yeah, that's my
second. And a second. All right. Roll call, please, clerk. For the amended motion to postpone indefinitely.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
First, you would actually vote on whether or not to amend the motion, if that makes sense, and then you vote on the actual motion. Is that what you're wanting to vote on?
Yes. Yes. Okay. That's what, yes.
Oh.
Madam Chair, is there any discussion?
Congresswoman, Madam Chair. Shanna is wanting to say something and is asking us to hold on.
Okay. Shanna?
Chair?
Yes?
Chair, the motion to postpone indefinitely is actually out of order because of the hierarchy of the precedent of motions. A motion to postpone to a time certain or definitely is above that, and you cannot amend that motion in that manner. Okay. You could amend it and change the time, but you cannot amend it to change it to indefinitely.
Okay. Then Speaker, your motion's out of order, and we are now going to do a roll call vote, clerk, to postpone to the call of the chair.
Okay.
Congressman Tillman.
Yes.
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Speaker Pratt.
No.
Chair Goodfox.
No.
Okay. That was a tie, so the motion fails.
Okay, Chair.
Speaker.
I move to postpone indefinitely.
Second. Motion on the floor and a second. Roll call.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon? Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congresswoman Chair Goodfox?
Yes. Motion fails.
Discussion? Excuse me, Chair.
Yeah, just go ahead.
Okay, so I heard some of the reasoning, but this is the same conversation we had, and I realize we're pretty much in the same place that we were back then, that a few people felt very passionately and said they loved Head Start, and I love Head Start. Well, I mean, that's I realize that. So do I. I'm one of the people who actually went to Osage Nation Head Start. And I do too. But we had that discussion back then that it was a matter of the legislative branch choosing to not move forward. So again, and I would think that other speakers and former speakers would appreciate the reason that I ask why bills with really no effect sit on the tracker. And I, conversations with the clerk, I mean, we both, I think she appreciates it as well. And I think that other speakers would understand that we've done this in the past, try to clean up the tracker, and this bill has no real effect, and we're just waiting and hoping that the executive branch would suddenly want to move forward with bringing Head Start back, even though I think when WELA was implemented, that was the beginning of the end of Head Start. So I don't think that anyone was blindsided at that time that Head Start would be going away, because I believe that the chief's actions when WELA was implemented, he spoke on it at that time, and it was loud and clear that that day was coming. So I'm not sure. So at this time, I would just, you know, I'm not sure. Well, anyways, I'll wait to see what else.
Well, so here's my discussion. Here's my discussion. I don't want it sitting here in this committee just for the sake of sitting here. So if it's not going to be postponed indefinitely, that's okay. But I don't want to postpone it to the call of the chair either. And as the chair, I'm letting you know that. So we'll send it out of committee. And I'll entertain a motion to send this out of committee with no recommendation and let the body of Congress vote on it.
So moved.
So moved.
Madam Chair.
Second.
So moved and a second. Roll call, please.
Madam Chair, discussion?
Yes, I'll let you discuss. And we're going to keep it brief because we have a short meeting and we have a lot on this agenda. Congressman Potts, you have the floor.
I yield.
The motion is to report this out with no recommendation. Roll call, please.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Did you get me, Caitlin?
No, sir. I didn't hear you.
It was a no. Oh,
okay. Congressman Walker?
No.
Chair Good Fox?
Yes. Motion fails. The chair will entertain a motion to report this out to Congress with the DUPAS recommendation.
So moved.
Second. Roll call, please.
Madam Chair, discussion.
We've discussed.
We've not discussed that motion, Madam Chair.
We're reporting out. The motion is to report out with the DUPAS. Roll call, please.
Chair, I have a question about it being DUPAS. I think this one was amended, so I think it would actually... Oh, wait. I'm thinking of 66. Ignore that. I'm sorry. Congresswoman Lemon? Congresswoman Lemon?
I apologize. I'm having issues over here. Could you repeat the motion?
Motion to report with a do pass recommendation.
Yes.
Okay. Speaker Pratt.
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Chair Good Fox?
Yes. Motion fails.
Madam Chair?
Congressman?
Thank you, Madam Chair. With regard to some of the previous comments, I think this bill has a future. I think that our Head Start programs were successful. And when I referenced being blindsided, there are people that were absolutely blindsided. They were our parents of students in our Head Starts. They were the teachers of our Head Starts programs. This wasn't a decision that was made with legislative intent. And I think that this bill exists because someday we can provide legislative initiative if this bill is placed on an agenda early in our session and we can discuss this, which is my hope for this bill, is that one day we can come back to this and say, this is our plan for multiple avenues to help children in Osage County have better educational attainment.
Okay,
so it's not ready to go out the door this time.
Congressman, we're going to move on.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion to postpone ONZA 2052 to the call of the chair.
Motion on the floor in a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Motion carries.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
ONCA 2057, an act to authorize and appropriate $8 million to the Higher Education Scholarship Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. You have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In the spirit of getting along, as it appears my bills are intended or preferential treatment is giving to postponing indefinitely, I'll assert a motion to postpone ONCA 2057 indefinitely.
Motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
Multiple seconds. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, motion carries. ONCA 2066 is an act to amend the Osage Nation Higher Education Fund Act definition of student in good standing and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Second Speaker Rivard. Congresswoman Rivard, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for putting this legislation on the committee agenda at this point, because the scholarships have already been given out for the new term, the new year. It's kind of irrelevant to speak about right now. I would ask that you consider leaving it and postponing it to, of course, to the call of the chair. And one of the reasons is, I believe when I discussed it last time, there wasn't a lot of support. The reasoning behind me asking to increase the GPA was because of the results of the strategic plan. But also in that, I was having discussions with the education department, and we found that there was an error in law, piece of the Excuse me? Does somebody have a question, Chair?
No, I think someone's not on mute. So if you're not speaking and you don't have the floor, mute your phone, please.
Okay, thank you, Chair. There was some language in the law, and I think it had something to do with the your academic performance and the scholarship. It said that it was a 3.0, but our policies may say something different. And the Trevor Piercy and Mary and I reviewed that. But I'd like to bring it up again, but it's past the deadline to do any changes like that. But I feel like it would be good discussion, even if Congress doesn't agree with increase in the GPA. I still think we should clean it up a little bit within our law and get better clarification. And I think we talked about that yesterday or day before with one of Congressman Potts' bills, and we've done that in the past. And I would just ask that you would consider postponing to the call of the chair.
Chair, this is the so clerk. Moved.
Second.
I didn't hear who the so moved was. Was that someone from the committee?
Congressman Walker and a second from Congressman Potts.
Motion on the floor with the second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Motion carries.
Chair, this is the clerk.
Clerk.
I just want to remind the committee that when this comes back up, there's still a general order amendment that has not been dealt with, that came back to the committee with that bill that will have to be dealt with at that time. That will have to be the first course of action. The postpone to a time certain was in order because of the precedence of the motion, but I would just want you to be aware that this amendment still has to be dealt with.
Okay, and it's from because it went to the floor and then got sent back to committee per
yes.
the sponsor?
Okay. Yes, the amendment was proposed on the floor, and then it was sent back to committee on general order day 3 before the amendment was voted on. So it's still in play.
Okay, thank you. Next item on the agenda is ONCA 2123, an act to make the educational and vocational programs already available to Osage Nation employees also available to members of the Osage Nation, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. You have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. ONCA 2123 has a short title of the Helping Individuals Return to Employment Act, or the HIRE Act. The goal and the intent behind this piece of legislation was to open up any educational or vocational programs that the nation currently offers to members of the Osage Nation at large. My original thinking when this bill was filed is that we were still operating what we had once called the Osage Academy, which offered training courses and computer services to some of our employees to kind of help them better understand updates and processes that come out with technology and all of these things that we utilize through the nation, the goal and the intent was to open those to members of the Osage Nation at large, I believe where feasible, was some of the language that was used in this bill, or to the extent possible. These resources should be made available through electronic means. I still believe that that's a service that we can offer, especially in the COVID-19 era, where we have multiple constituents re-entering the workforce, retraining to enter the workforce through different paths. So to the extent possible, where we are already offering some of these courses, the intent was to open those to members of the Osage Nation at large. If I recall correctly, I believe this bill received some pushback to the from the executive branch by stating that that would be nearly impossible, that we just can't do that. We don't have the capacity to do that, or it's not feasible to do that. And then I think it was days later, I think I sent a message to the chair and a couple of other members of Congress that indeed we actually had started to go ahead and offer concealed carry courses to the members of the Osage Nation at large. Osage Nation constituents only, instructional firearms training held in May of 2021. So kind of the inverse of what we were told in committee of that would be impossible or not feasible. We then see, I think we saw a self-defense course as well that was offered virtually. So the capacity is there, and I believe in the employees that made that possible first time. I believe that we could do this again if the need were to arise. But at this time, I don't feel that we have the operational need for this piece of legislation right now. But it is something I would like to leave in committee in case that need arises in the future, or if it's a topic that we need to address at a later time. So at this time, I'd assert a motion to postpone ONCA 2123 to the call of the chair.
Second.
Motion on the floor and a second from Congressman Tillman. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no.
No.
One no from Congresswoman Lemon. Motion carries. Next item on our agenda is ONCA 21-106, an act to amend 11 ONC 4-102 of the Higher Education Scholarship Fund to increase the amount per credit hour at research universities and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Potts. You have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. ONCA 2126 is what typically was somewhat an annual bill, where we increase the amounts to keep up with the tuition rate at our institutions. For the longest time that I can remember, that tracked the most expensive in-state research university or the flagship university of the state. And I believe in the past, as budget analyst, I was asked by multiple members of Congress, including many of the members on this committee today, to track that at either OU or OSU. So with that, the last time that this increase took place was in 2018, is ONCA 1801. And that was a blanket 5% increase. So it's time. Since then, we've seen OU was able to hold off any tuition increases for the last 2 years, I believe. But this year, we see it moving forward. In June of 2021, OU reported an increase of 2.75% in their tuition rates. OSU was a 2.5% increase, and UCO was a 2.7% increase. And while it's nice that your larger flagship universities have been able to hold off on those tuition increases, that's just not the case statewide. Tulsa World had reported in 2019 that NSU and Tahlequah had reported a 3% increase. And similarly for UCO and OCU. So tuition increases are going on nationwide. That's not anything new. This is a bill that is pretty typical for Congress. I agree that we probably should have held off in the years that we didn't see an increase at our major flagship universities, but those increases are coming. And so ONCA 21-106 was filed with the intent to increase the amounts. And I've asked Mr. Frazier to speak to this bill a little bit. Mr. Frazier, included in what you would like to say, I do believe that we filled in or increased for associate universities and graduate level as well. Can you speak to that and offer anything that you would like on this bill?
Madam Chair?
You have the floor.
We did look at all the categorizations of universities. And we looked specifically in the state of Oklahoma. We made sure that they were matched up with the classifications you see in the legislation by using the Carnegie classification list. And the only one that called for an increase at all would have been research universities, for which we use the University of Oklahoma as the standard. It would be a $41.50 increase per credit hour. That's a 12% increase. This previous academic year, Osage students completed 12,703.5 credit hours at research universities. And that cost $4.4 million under the current award level. If the same number of credit hours were completed subsequent to the change made by ONCA 21-106, the cost would be increased by about $500,000. That's all I have.
Thank you, Jordan. Committee? Members listening in?
I have a question.
Who is that?
Walker.
Go ahead.
So this would be for the movement, I think. When would this take place, considering the handbook is already in place for this year?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Sorry, I was looking that up. This bill does have an effective clause as of immediate upon signature. Would be happy to make an amendment to make that for calendar year. I mean, of course, it's meant to track to this year, but it would be happy to make an amendment to make that for calendar year. That'd be 22-23. Is that correct, Jordan? Or would it be calendar year 23-24?
Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Jordan.
Could we ask Mary Wildcat when the academic year runs for? I don't know if that's when the handbook tracks with.
Yeah, she's on the line. Ms. Wildcat?
Right quick, Chair, while she's searching for her mute button, can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
So, Jordan, the $500,000 figure, the estimate that you just mentioned, is that for a semester, or would that be for both semesters, including the summer?
Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Jordan.
That is for a full they run it on an academic year, which runs fall through summer. And that's for a full academic year, which is the fall semester, winter, spring term. They have a different categorization for spring quarter, which I don't know what that is. And then summer term. And it's for that the whole year.
Madam Chair, if I can add to that as well.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Frazier, that would also be assuming that enrollment stayed the same, correct?
Yes. I mean, it's based on credit hours, so
true. So it would be making two assumptions, credit hours and enrollment. Those two factors would have to remain constant, or I guess credit hours really would be. Because you could have more students taking fewer hours or fewer students taking more hours. So credit hours would be your constant. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. But that is for a full winter, spring, fall, and summer. It's a full academic year.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Miss Wildcat, are you still on the line? You're on mute.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. RJ had a question for you. RJ, you want to ask your question again?
Yes, I think it was my question. I was just asking about when this could actually be implemented if passed, considering the handbook was already in place.
So the new handbook will be published on May 15th, and that handbook would be for the academic year of 22-23, which starts, you know, in fall and ends at the end of the summer semester or term.
Thank you, Ms. Wildcat. I have discussion. So I, the last time that we increased this, several members that were on Congress then, they just weren't sure if they could ever vote yes again to increase. I would feel better when we're talking about three things that we're going to put in law saying no matter what, we're going to give you this. I think that Congresswoman Stabler's bill that she, I don't know if she left it in committee or if it's, if she withdrew it, saying that we use a certain percentage of tribal revenue for things like health benefit, scholarship, burial assistance, where it would be used as a sliding scale on years that we have the money, maybe it's more on years that we don't see as much of revenue, it would slide down. And that's just kind of my initial thoughts on this. So I just wanted to say that much. And I thought about this piece of legislation and was listening in on the call when Congresswoman Stabler was discussing her bill in committee, I think a couple of days ago or late last week. So Congressman Walker.
Well, I was just going to mention that although I support this, I think it might be a little bit premature, especially since it's not going to go into effect or couldn't even be put into the handbook, I guess, you know, no pun intended, without an act of Congress until May 15th, then it seems to me to be a bit premature, and it's something that we need to probably address at a later date, in my opinion. That's how I stand on it, although I do support the bill.
Madam Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would be happy to have that discussion. I think that this varies a little bit from some of the discussion that Congresswoman Stabler had brought to the table regarding her bill, in that we already have these categories in law. So any increase or any decrease would have to impact that section of law regardless. And So I understand that, and I would be happy to work with you, Congresswoman Goodfox, on maybe reaching a better number. But I think even if we were to say up to, we run the risk of, you know, whoever's in office can decide that an associate's degree could be worth, you know, $370 per credit hour, if that's the amount we set. Well, it's just not what it costs. So I think that that's the reason we've broken it out by Carnegie classification. And I think that that should stay specifically with this piece of legislation. But that's definitely something I'm willing to discuss and hear out. And I also hear Congressman Walker about saying, well, you know, maybe this is a little premature. I don't really see it as premature, as and we're already behind. Our tuition rates have already gone up. And so what's in 11ONC 4102B is already out of date. So I think we're behind. But I agree, we shouldn't be changing the goalposts after this year's book is already out. So what I would like to do for discussion purposes and to move ahead, even if the bill doesn't get out of committee today, which I'm happy to work on it a little bit more, but happy to work now on this amendment, and that is page 2, line 85, strike upon signature. Nope, that won't work. I was looking to insert the date of May 15th, 2022. So page 2, line 85, after effective, insert May 15th, 2022, and
is that your motion?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Congressman Tillman, are you, someone going to second you?
Well, can I hear that motion? Congressman
Tillman always has to second my motions, but I would welcome that.
Can I hear the motion again? I just got the bill pulled up. Are you on line 85?
Yes, sir. That would be page 2, line 85, after effective. Insert on May 1st, 2022, and so it would read, this bill is effective on May 15th, 2022, and upon signature of the principal chief, or upon signature of the speaker of the Osage Congress following legislative override.
Okay, I'll second for discussion.
Discussion.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So this would add the date of May 15th, which is the date, May 15th, 2022, which is the date that the next handbook would be published. So this would give us months to plan for the increase for the next academic year, at which point we would still be a year behind, but I understand Congressman Walker's concern and happy to work on it. And if this amendment doesn't work today, we can work on it in the meantime and look at this legislation at a later time as well.
There's a motion on the floor. There's a second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no.
No.
One no from Congresswoman Lemon. Motion carries.
Madam Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And just to kind of throw this out for the committee to discuss, would it be their desire to have this bill go out this session, or I'm more than happy to postpone to the call of the chair and work on this during our HUNCA session as well?
Well, as chair of the committee, the anything that stays in this committee for next spring, because it's been at the request of the sponsors to postpone and leave them sitting in this committee, And they've been sitting here since, with the exception of this bill, since the last committee. I'll let you know that anything new coming into the committee that's filed for, that gets assigned to education, that'll take a front seat to the things that have just been continuously postponed. So that's up to you, Congressman. But I am going to, I am going to, just to be fair to this, to the sponsors, to the members that are listening, and to the people on this committee, anything that's been parked and now going into two different committees that sat here, in all fairness, anything that's assigned to this committee of jurisdiction moving forward is going to be on an agenda first come spring. And I just want to let everyone know that up front.
Chair, this is Rivard.
Second speaker.
Yes, thank you, Chair. And I appreciate your comments, but I was only able to, with reference to the bill that I have in your committee, I was given one opportunity to address that. And I think that was up to the chair. That's up to the chairs, as we all know. And if they don't include it on their other committees, there's not much I can do about that. And I had to actually send an email and request it, just because this, what I've learned is, just because the speaker puts it in the committee of jurisdiction doesn't mean that that chair has to add it to the agenda.
Agreed.
And just all fairness, I just want you to know that with regards to my legislation, I only had the opportunity to discuss it once. And then again today, I'm going to agree with Congressman Potts on his mention of HUNCA, because it's about timing when you talk about the scholarships. And I have no problem, you know, waiting and doing it when the time is right to have a good discussion, so the education department can be prepared and we talk about any amendments to the handbook that Congressman Walker mentioned. So I'm open. You're the chair. Whatever you want to do with my bill at this time, we've postponed it, but if you don't want it.
No, postponed it, but my comments are to let everyone know that anything that's written between now and spring that gets assigned to this committee, I'm going to put those things on an agenda first, meaning the first couple of weeks of session, as we have education committee meetings, those things will go on first. And then anything that's sitting here now tabled will come on second. That's my preference at this point, so that you have from now until mid session next spring, and then it will come back on an agenda. So I'm not saying that I'm not going to put them back on. They'll be back on just like they were on today. And some people weren't sure why I had this meeting, but we have all these bills that are just hanging out in the education. We're through with the budgets. And in my opinion, if there was time to have a meeting, then there was time to talk about all these things. Any more discussion? Okay, clerk.
Madam Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I'm aware of everything you're saying, and trust me, I know I've got lots of bills that appear at the end of agendas and toward the end of session. And I guess I just got to get used to that, but I'll be happy to refile this bill if there's a problem getting it on a future agenda. But I don't see that, or in the instance of Congressman Rivard, because these are new bills. So happy to make a motion at this point to postpone ONCA 21-106 to the HUNCA session.
Second.
Motion on the floor with the second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed, say no. Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor say yes.
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 We're adjourned.